You are listening to the Super Bush Podcast with your host, Andrew Bush.
This episode of the Super Bush Podcast is brought to you by
the University of Unicorn, now offering majors in crystal interpretation, fire eating, potion brewing, and aeronautical engineering. You've heard of the University of Phoenix. Why not try the University of Unicorn?
Oh my God, is that loud music? That is pretty loud for royalty-free music. Good Wednesday morning to all of you listeners in Podland. I am Andrew Bush, host and tour guide through the mystical jungle of news that is the Super Bush Podcast. This is a short pod where I monologue on various topics ranging from the funny to the serious. Now I'm going to try my best to keep my bias out of the facts, but in the end, you're going to know what I think. And if you're a listener to the show, I want to know what you think. You can write to me at superbushpodcast@gmail.com. There is no word "the" in there. It's just superbushpodcast@gmail.com. I will read your emails on the air this Friday and respond to them live. That's right, live! 9 a.m. Pacific. That's noontime Eastern. This very Friday, I'm going to be doing a live show. It's going to be a fun show, but enough about Friday's show. Let's get on to today's show. It's time to do the news.
From the Wits Media News Desk in Sylmar, California, it's the Super Bush News.
Thank you so much for that, Mary. The Boeing Company, an American-based company that is known for the design and building of commercial passenger airplanes, is facing scrutiny from the Federal Aviation Administration after a series of debacles this year. It was not reported on this show, so if you missed it, there was a video going around the internet last week that showed a wheel coming off of a Boeing aircraft shortly after takeoff. Now, that wheel ended up smashing through a car's windshield, causing thousands of dollars in damage. And earlier this year, the door from a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft broke off mid-flight, causing the aircraft to have to make an emergency landing. All this is just to say that the FAA has begun auditing the company, and just yesterday reported that during their inspection, that Boeing failed 33 tests. These failures are instances of what the company called non-compliance. This is not great news for Boeing. These are $100 million aircrafts, and they are the largest supplier of passenger aircrafts in the United States. So I want to read you a part of this report as it was reported in the New York Times. So I'm just going to read a little bit of this here. Forgive me if I kind of mess any of this up, but this is what it said in the New York Times. At one point during the examination, the air safety agent observed mechanics using a hotel key card to check a door seal, according to the document that describes some of these findings. That action was, quote, not identified, documented, or called out in the production order, end quote. In another instance, the FAA witnessed mechanics applying liquid Dawn soap to a door seal, quote, as lubricant in the fit-up process, end quote. The door seal was then cleaned with a wet cheesecloth, noting that the instructions were vague and unclear on what specifications and actions are to be followed or recorded by the mechanic. Wow. I really didn't realize that they hired my Aunt Nancy in order to work as a mechanic at Boeing. I'm sure some spritzes of Windex and lighting a palm wax candle in the fuselage will make sure that these 737s get up in the air in no time. Now, there's a lot of reporting going on around Boeing right now, and I was actually able just yesterday to get on a quick phone call with the CEO of Boeing, David Calhoun, in order to discuss the standards and practices that Boeing uses during their aircraft assembly. I want to play this recording for you now. This is what he had to say. David, thank you for coming on to the Super Bush Podcast. I know you're in between interviews on Fox and ABC right now, so I just wanted to quickly ask you, why in this report from the FAA does it say that your mechanics were using Dawn liquid dish soap as lubricant?
No. That's absolutely ridiculous, okay? Think about this. Dawn original dishwashing dish soap comes in a 38-fluid ounce bottle, okay? It costs a total of $5.89 retail, but because I do work for this company in wholesale, we were to buy it as a lubricant, we could get it for one bottle for $4.
Well, okay.
We have a fleet of nearly 280,000 new aircraft projected to come out this year. Now, if we were to get two bottles of lubricant per plane, that's $8 per plane.
Right.
Now, that's nearly $1.1 million of dish soap. That's just wasted money. I could buy a small yacht for that much.
Well, I'm sorry, so you don't use dish soap as a lubricant for your...
Well, yes, but not Dawn's original. That's the whole misunderstanding. Okay. Did you not hear how much a yacht costs? No. We use good plain value soap. Good plain value soap, you know, the blue kind.
Do you mean the company Great Value Brands soap?
No, not company Great Value. That's still too expensive. I'm trying to cut costs here, you know, with the whole having to pay people to work. Do you know how ridiculous that is? No.
Right.
We use good value dish stuff.
Dish soap.
No, again, it's called dish stuff.
So it's not even soap?
It's 50 cents per gallon of the stuff, and it works great.
Okay, good. So it's not soap at all. What is it exactly, though? What are you guys using?
Well, I don't know rightly, but I'm pretty sure that some of the fellows are just going out and boiling up seawater, if I'm being honest
Hold on. You're using water as lubricant for gears on airplanes?
Well, why not?
This just sounds dangerous.
Wait, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Whales use seawater for lubricant all the time, and those suckers are huge.
But, sir, you're building $100 million aircraft.
I'm sorry, but do you know how much a whale costs? Okay?
No.
I'll tell you. They're priceless, okay? I know because I tried to buy one, but you gotta pay for all these stupid employees and their stupid health benefits. Ugh.
David, this just, the whole thing seems highly suspicious. I don't really know what to say about this.
Well, just let me leave you this one. The Boeing company is doing great, and everyone should invest in the Boeing stock market.
I'm sorry, did you just call it the Boeing company?
Yeah, I did, as in Boeing going up.
Okay, thank you, David Calhoun, the CEO of Boeing. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Yeah, riveting, hard-hitting reporting here on the Superbush podcast. Moving on to the next story. The Tasmanian premier has promised that if re-elected, he will build the largest chocolate fountain in the world. Okay, hold on. Let's go back a second. The Tasmanian premier. Okay, so in the country of Australia, there are states much like in the US, and one of them is an island called Tasmania. Yes, like the Tasmanian devil, which is a real thing. The premier is another word Australians like to use for governor, so imagine if the state of Nebraska's governor said that if they were re-elected, they would build the world's largest corn dog or something like that. It is kind of like this, except, yes, the Tasmanian premier, Jeremy Rockliffe, said on Sunday that if he was re-elected, he would build the world's largest chocolate fountain. He said the new experience will sit alongside the Cadbury factory on the Derwent River and feature the world's largest chocolate fountain, a Tasmanian premium chocolate studio, a chocolate lab with make-your-own chocolate bar, a chocolate emporium, a cafe, playground, and so much more. In a statement to the Tasmanian News Press, he said this,
"Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination."
The world's largest chocolate fountain. Can you imagine? Currently, the Bellagio Hotel in Vegas boasts the largest chocolate fountain, which is 27 feet tall and has 500 feet of stainless steel piping. This is a crazy promise to give people, a giant chocolate fountain. This is like in the sixth grade when Kyle Blackburn was running for school president and he promised us all pizza Wednesdays. I mean, yeah, I voted for him, but I never got any pizza. Katie Gallagher had a much better platform and her mom was hot. Anyways, good for Jeremy Rockliffe. I hope he wins and they build the chocolate fountain. It makes me wonder if Donald Trump would have gotten his wall built if he promised it would be made of chocolate instead of being made of lies. Anyways, moving on. A 14-karat gold Lego piece donated to a Pennsylvania Goodwill store ended up selling at auction for over $18,000. Officials at a Goodwill store in Dubois, Pennsylvania, were searching through a bag of jewelry that was transferred from another Goodwill store when workers found the Lego piece, a small golden Bionicle mask in a strangely packaged box. Said a Goodwill spokesperson, "We didn't know it was worth anything until people started asking if they could buy it for $1,000. After researching the piece, workers discovered the tiny little golden mask was an extremely rare Kanohi Hau mask. Lego created only 30 of these golden masks. Only 25 were given to the public. These were sold in 2001. Goodwill decided then to auction the piece, and it was sold to an anonymous bidder for $18,100. Now the prophecy of the Bionicle Warriors will continue. The six Toa have already begun to stir from their resting places. They are once again called upon to face the Rahi in mortal combat in order to rebuild the Makuta Teradax. When will the mortals learn not to meddle in the affairs of the Toa, you forest beings?"
Anyways, great story.
$18,000 for a little golden piece smaller than a pinky fingernail. That would definitely be swallowed by my dog. Moving on. A woman in Texas was arrested after she allegedly sent her child to school with a mixed drink in order to prevent bullies from stealing from her son, resulting in a student being hospitalized. The 45-year-old mother allegedly combined lemon, salt, and vinegar inside a sports bottle. The contents were non-toxic, but a child who drank the mixed beverage was hospitalized. A school official said the drink was confiscated after the incident. According to the arrest warrant, an 11-year-old student from Legacy Traditional School, that's Alamo Ranch in San Antonio, allegedly stole a drink belonging to the woman's son on Monday. After the woman learned of the incident, she allegedly planned to mix a drink to prevent her son's drink from being stolen by the other students at school. Deputies learned that a classmate gave the student the laced drink during PE class. Now, this story is controversial. I really do know that. I read a bunch of people online being very against this mother, saying she shouldn't have sent this drink in with her kid. But if you don't mind, I would like to spend the rest of this podcast going off on a bit of a tangent in a segment we are calling, Are You Fucking Stupid? You messed with the bear, now you got the claws. Are you fucking stupid? If I may, let's try and do this in just 1 minute. So, there's an 11-year-old kid, he steals a drink from another kid and drinks it. Turns out, it's salt and vinegar and some lemon, all non-toxic stuff. No one told this kid to steal from someone and drink what they stole. It wasn't theirs to begin with. And you can argue this was a trap or a setup or whatever to poison a kid, but there's plenty of other toxic things in school. Was this kid stealing fire extinguishers and shoving it up their ass and blowing it up there? Were they doing that? No, maybe because they knew the fire extinguishers don't belong to them. My point is, I never feel bad for people who steal shit that isn't theirs. Also, they arrested this mother for, quote, injury to a child causing bodily injury. Listen, this little shit is gonna get wrecked in some day anyways. This woman's doing the world a favor. He had to go to the hospital because he fucking drank lemon. What kind of person is that? I guess the kind of person that steals other people's food and drink and then eats it in front of them. Dude, he got hospitalized for having some citrus. The police that arrested this woman, these are the same type of people, the Texas police, who refused to do shit when a gunman was blowing away children in Uvalde. Oh, good job, dumbasses. Of course you can do your job when the weapon involved is fucking citrus fruit. If I'm the judge in this case, I take that little shit bully, make him drink a full bottle of vinegar, and give that woman $10 out of my wallet. I mean, are you fucking stupid? Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Super Bush Podcast. Hey, if you want to chat about anything I said on this show, send me an email, superbushpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear your comments, your questions, your desires, your fears. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, running is bad for your knees. So if you see a bear in the woods, just walk away from it. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. Bye.